This is such a precious moment, I tell you. We're about to speak to Tatiana Smith's first swimming coach, teacher, if you may. And that is Marge Dory. Marge, a very good morning to you. Such a pleasure to have you with us on our show this morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, JT.
Oh, perfect. Well, you are watching your television, I'm assuming, right? And you
yes.
see Tatiana swimming, and then she wins. And then at the end, she then says, "I swim for everyone that has been there for me." How did that moment make you feel?
Oh, it was very touching.
Yeah.
But she worked so hard for it, didn't she? She really has worked very, very hard, much harder than we worked.
Marge?
Yes.
Yes, you were saying?
Yeah, she, Tatiana worked very, very hard for this, and we appreciate her kind gesture very much. But after all, it was she put in all the work
100%.
At the end of the day.
But how was she when she was younger and you were her swimming coach?
No, I was her teacher. I taught her to swim.
Yeah.
She could swim a little bit, but she started swimming with me at about age five and a half, I think. She was a good swimmer right from the start. She did question a lot of things. She wasn't an easy student at that age, but she really did show she was very good at what she did.
Yeah.
But you only see the true potential a little bit later on.
And I'm glad you said that because that was going to be my question to you. That, you know, when you get these little ones, five, six, I'm sure it is quite difficult to determine if this one is going to be a medalist one day. And to now see that, because you can't run away from the fact that you contributed. I mean, you laid the foundation, right? And this Yes, and this must be a big deal.
Well, you know, we treat each little swimmer at their own merit.
Yeah.
You don't always, and sometimes you don't see. I've had swimmers that have got disability, and you don't know what's going to happen with them. They don't show much potential, but then later on you hear that they went on to go to the Paralympics.
Mm.
So, you know, each one has to be treated as an individual, and certainly as when they're that small, you don't want to start predicting what's going to happen in the future. You know, you can comment that they have got obviously some natural ability, but there's so much more involved in becoming a very good athlete or good at anything you're going to do. It takes good mindset and circumstances to develop into that. So you don't really project to the Olympics when they're 5 years old.
Yeah. And are you still teaching, Marge?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Our swim center runs myself, my two sons, my daughter-in-law and my daughter, and my husband. My husband is the coach, and he was the one that really got Tatiana moving towards her goal of going to the High Performance Center in Pretoria, and he closely liaised with her coach there to continue nurturing her and encouraging her rather than pushing her too hard.
Mm. And perhaps before I let you go, some of us, especially from disadvantaged backgrounds, we don't really have these opportunities to go learn how to swim. So if you do have the opportunity to go learn how to swim, why is it so important?
Oh, swimming is a life-saving skill.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's like reading. It develops so many other abilities and pathways to learning things differently. And yes, it's an essential life skill. So yeah, if anybody has the opportunity, and sometimes people who don't readily have the opportunity or are afraid to even approach us, they must feel free to approach any swimming teacher. Adults too,
mm-hmm.
must learn to swim. It's such a wonderful discipline to get into.
Perfect. Marja, thank you so much for speaking to us, and all the best.
Thank you very much. All the best to you too.